Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B with Carole Blackmon. And let me tell you, it's about time. You know, season 5 is just around the corner. And we have one of the newest members from RHOA, Real Housewives of Atlanta, as she dances here in the studio. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. She's a singer, apparently. And she is the granddaughter of... Oh, man. The incredible, the late, great Hosea Williams. We just love him so much. He's done so much for this community. And, of course, Hosea's Feed the Hungry is still doing great things, thanks to daughter Elizabeth O. But welcome, Portia D. Stewart, one of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the newest edition.
Yes!
Woo!
Boom, there we go.
Welcome, Portia. How
yes,
are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm excited to be here with you this morning.
And I'm so happy that you're here. You know what? I already sense that you're just going to add a different flavor to the brand, to the Real Housewives of Atlanta brand. Am I right in feeling that?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I do feel like they made the best choice when they chose me.
Let's go back to myself. Okay. Yeah. You got to do that. Go.
Okay.
So how did it come about that you actually were selected? What was the selection process
well,
like?
Well, you know, in Atlanta, it's so small. The social circles are so small.
True.
And, you know, I'm a newlywed. So coming out of being a newlywed, I decided I was going to step out and start, get back to my career and also do some philanthropy work.
Okay.
So through that, I was having an event and I invited different celebrities around town and a couple of
I know
of
my
ladies,
invite is still in the mail, but that's okay.
Oh, it's there.
It got lost
come.
In the mail. My invite got lost in the mail.
Exactly, because you are a celebrity. but I invited some of the ladies, and so that's how I got introduced to NeNe and Cynthia and some, you know.
So you invited some of the ladies of the house, some of the housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Interesting. So were you friends with any of them prior to your event?
No, just in passing. You know, I know that NeNe, she's been involved with my family's foundation, Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless, for years.
Okay.
And so I had just gone past her over the years. But, you know, it wasn't until I got in the show and in the group of ladies till we built the relationship.
So. Okay. Interesting. So then they said, oh, Portia might be a good candidate.
Right.
So did you get a phone call or were you told about an audition? Or
Well, tell. Well, one of my girlfriends, she did let them know that I would possibly be interested in doing it. And after that, I thought about it. I was like, I don't know.
Did you pray on the girl? Did you ask the family?
Honey, yeah, I was on my knees for a while praying. And I was like, should you do this? Is this the right thing for you? And I thought about using it as a, you know, launching pad for things I wanted to do. And also a way to bring attention to things that were important to me, which is giving. So a lot of what you'll see is that big
Your
part
philanthropy.
Of my life.
Okay.
It's a big part of my life, right. So I invite the girls in, the community in. And then another thing, too, I wanted to possibly be inspiration for women who are newlyweds and to women who have been married. Married before, because marriage isn't easy, and it takes a lot of prayer and it takes a lot of work, and there's some ups and downs that I went through that I didn't know about before, prior to getting married. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna open up my doors. You know,
okay.
I'm going to let people be nosy a little bit, hoping
okay.
that they can learn from my mistakes and also learn from some of the good things that I did through my marriage. So.
Okay. So now you're still married. You said you're a newlywed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How many years?
Well, we were married May 21st last year. So
oh, my
just
gosh.
Hit our anniversary.
And you're inviting all of us in this
Thinking
new marriage.
New.
Oh,
got
my
gosh. Got that right. Because I wish, you know, before I got married, there's some things that I wish some people would have
told you. Okay.
You know, when you're getting married to someone, you're all excited about the big day,
yeah.
the big
yeah.
dress, all this and
yeah.
you know just all the parties
right
but there are a lot of real things that need to be discussed between you and your husband first, and some we didn't, some we did. And I just feel like I want young women who are getting married and who are looking at a man to say, should I marry you?
Uh-huh.
To at least see my husband, see how he acts, and see, you know, maybe that's the type of guy you should have instead of, you know, P-Bo and
okay.
Jack and Jeff over there who just laying it down every now and then. You need a man who is going to be a man in your household. And I am trying to be a woman in my household. So I want
okay.
other girls and other women to learn from that, too.
Okay. So this is how to be a woman / and a man in your marriage.
Right.
101.
101.
Portia D. Scott.
What?
So now... give us a little insight. What are some of the things that I'm sure we'll learn about your process that you wish you had just known ahead of time? Just a little something. Just a little morsel. Well, just give us a little something.
Well, you know, we're a blended family.
Okay.
I have a new son, Sire. I love him to death.
Okay.
And, you know, just parenting Wonderful. Things that you want to discuss prior to having a career. Because I was literally a housewife. I literally had the breakfast on the table in the morning, lunch when he's come home from playing golf, and dinner at night.
Oh, my
gosh.
For
a whole year, which I love to do, taking care of them.
Okay.
But after that, I realized, you know, I have an entrepreneurial spirit.
Okay.
Jose Williams, you know, unbossed.
Okay, now.
We bosses.
What?
All right.
Okay.
So it's sitting there. And so I said, you know what? I want to figure out a way to have it all. So
Good.
That's what you're going to see, is me trying to juggle house life, a career, and, you know, just philanthropy, all of that at the same time.
Awesome.
So I'm taking America along with the journey. So.
Oh, wow. You're a brave soul. Because being brand new at your marriage and learning as you go along and saying to America and beyond, hey,
right.
come on in and check this out, and this right. is how we do it. Plus, of course, you got friendships, or at least you got
right.
several other ladies that you could form
oh, yeah.
friendships with.
So I'm trying to build relationships with them.
Okay. So far, who's on Team Portia?
So far, I tell you what. You know what? I am a very likable person, I think. You know, and everybody's not going to like you, you know?
That's right. No matter what. No matter what.
No matter what. And, you know, with this group of women, everybody is strong and confident and opinionated.
Yes.
And you may not always agree, but what you will see is that these are real relationships we're trying to have.
Okay.
And sometimes they're up and downs. You're not always going to get along with your girlfriend.
That's right.
And so that's what you'll see. And I think that's what people love about the show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So anybody, back to the question. Anybody on Team Portia? Who's on Team Portia? Or, you know, you're getting along with in the show so far?
You know, I get along with, how many ladies is it? Six?
I think it's about six.
It's six.
Yeah.
I get along with five. So that puts somebody out in the cold.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there you
Uh-oh.
Go. So,
are they catching a cold? Catching pneumonia out there? I mean,
oh,
are they
sick, honey.
Oh,
they what's the hospice? No, I'm playing.
You
playing.
Sent them to hospice,
no,
Portia?
I'm playing.
Girl, you're something
no,
else.
I don't believe it. Put my hands on nobody. But, you know, I will defend myself, and I stand on being respected, because that's the first thing I
yeah.
give someone is my respect. So
absolutely.
You know,
that's fair. That's absolutely
I'm not about
fair.
All the cat fighting. I'm not a catty person.
Right.
I'm very, very direct. And so you respect me, love me, or hate me. So it's one or the other.
Or go get some Benadryl for that cold
go
you got.
Ahead. Yes, yes, honey.
Okay, so wait. Now you know I got to do my job. Nene, is it Nene?
Yes. Leeks. Mrs. Leeks.
Oh, wow. But I thought that Nene was one of the first people that you traveled in the same circles with.
Because... Oh, were you asking me just now, is Nene the one I don't
yes.
like? No. No,
okay,
I'm
so
sorry.
It's not
I
Nene.
Didn't even follow.
Okay, so Nene is not Nene.
No. Oh no, you didn't. You're
yes,
going
I am.
Down the list.
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
I gotta do my job.
She's trying to get the
welcome
penis.
Welcome. Okay, welcome. Okay.
Okay.
Nene, not Nene. Okay.
Okay.
Candy.
No, I like her. She's from Georgia.
That's right. She's Georgia Peach. Phaedra.
Phaedra. Oh, honey, Southern classic.
Oh, okay. Kim.
Kim, you know, Kim, I like Kim because I think that it's good that she's trying to pay more attention to her family. You got to know what's important and prioritize. So
okay. And it is Real Housewives of Atlanta. Okay. So that leaves just one person?
Who?
Cynthia?
Oh, no. Cynthia's cool.
Did I miss somebody?
I don't know. Hold on. You ain't even in here. Get on out of here.
Oh, there's a new person. Oh, there's an... Oh, I forget about... Oh, so there are two new people, but
I was going to tell you. I was trying to tell you, but see, you weren't.
I wasn't picking up what you were putting down.
I was trying to tell you. I wasn't trying to leave old girl out. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, can
I
you?
Would never.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, like you said,
You
okay.
will definitely, I tell you what, when you watch this season, you'll be entertained the whole way.
We will?
For
you,
real.
It's very entertaining.
No,
okay.
really. You know, I've watched it a couple years, and some years I did, some years I didn't.
Okay.
For whatever reason. But this season, you'll definitely get involved with each person, I feel.
Okay.
I feel like we all peel back that layer and decide to just be real.
Yeah.
I know for me, that's one of the main things I said before I got on the show. Be yourself. Stand up for what you believe and who you are. Because I believe if you stand for nothing, you fall for anything.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what you're coming to me with, but I know who I am. So I decided to just represent Portia, and I hope everybody loves me. So.
And like you said, some people may and may not, but that's okay too, as long as
right.
you remain true to self.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be very interesting. So the newbies don't get along. I'm...
I wouldn't say get along, but like I said, strong opinions.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
People who have lived, and you know, our life experiences, they cultivate who we end up becoming.
Absolutely.
And if you're watching someone else and they're still in their process, you might not like them because of their process.
Have mercy, somebody. Look at her. Look at her.
I'm blessed, and I'm just, it just is what it is.
Look at you, Miss Portia. Oh my God. Okay, so look. You were a fan before. You said that there were some seasons you watched and some you didn't.
Yeah, last season I did watch. It was good.
Okay.
I watched. And other seasons I did. You know, reality TV. I think you fall into it, and sometimes you fall out. It depends on how you're feeling. You know? But I do think that this season is just going to really cater to what people are going through. Each woman in this show this season is going through something that's going to touch somebody.
Okay. And then come out on the other side. We got some that really, you go through it and then you actually
come out.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I like that too. Okay.
And you know how this works. If it doesn't come out or be resolved through the season, reunion going to be off the chain.
Well, you're going to have to come back.
Love your energy.
You're going to have to come back. Maybe every now and then. I don't know. Every week.
This
could
be
a call.
My new home, honey.
I think so.
I'm right around the corner.
Okay. All right, so we're going to talk.
I'll give you the tea, I promise.
All right.
After each episode.
It better be hot. You better pour that tea and better be.
Oh,
I don't want to.
Steaming. You know, burn that tongue and it be burnt for a couple of days. You be mad, but that tea was good when you first had some. Yeah, that kind of tea. I'm going to give you that.
Oh, I love it. You're coming back. Okay, so the premiere, season 5, it's Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Wow. It's going to be a great kickoff to the premiere. Okay.
Yeah, and awesome. I'm going to have a premiere party. Okay. It's going to be really exclusive. A lot of people who...
Will I get that invite or something?
I don't know. Absolutely. Okay. Oh, no, you got that. You got a permanent invite.
Okay.
You got a permanent invite.
Okay, all right.
But yeah,
sure.
You know my husband, Cordell Stewart.
That's right,
He has a radio show, 92.
We can't talk about that, though, but anyway.
Wait, is that during your time? Well, Cordell Stewart, Google him.
Right, just Google Cordell. Yeah, Cordell Stewart, okay.
No, I'm playing.
Okay.
But so just a lot of our friends are coming and family and supporters, and I would love for you to come. Too,
okay.
So.
Well, I'm there. If you invite me, then I'll plan to come.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I made the list.
Your
you believe it?
With your blonde hair. I didn't know you were sitting up in here gorgeous
watch
like
it.
That.